Introduction. Canada is one of the largest countries in the world. It has a well-established book-writing industry. Let us tell you a shocking statistic. In Canada, more than 10,000 books are published each year. Surprising, isn't it? So, it shows that if you plan to publish a book in Canada, you're on the right path. But wait, how will you publish your book in Canada? Typically, there are two routes for publishing a book. 1. Self-publishing. And 2. Traditional publishing. In this blog post, we will guide you through self-publishing. In addition, we will explain why you might want to choose this route. So, keep reading. Self-publishing versus traditional publishing. Self-publishing is a product of the digital era. It gives authors complete control over the creative process. You can take control of editing, formatting, book cover design, and distribution. It's often quicker to market and allows you to retain all the rights to your work. Traditional publishing is a classic route. It involves working with a publishing house, where they handle most of the logistics, such as editing, marketing, and distribution. Also, it can be a longer process that involves sharing royalties. Why you should choose self-publishing over traditional publishing. Let's discuss some compelling reasons why you might prefer self-publishing. You can avoid potential compromises or changes imposed by traditional publishers. Self-publishing eliminates the often lengthy review and approval processes associated with traditional publishing. Your book can be available to readers much sooner. Self-published authors typically retain a higher percentage of royalties compared to traditional publishing. You can reach readers who are passionate about your particular subject matter. Self-publishing offers more flexibility to adapt to changing market trends or reader preferences. Self-publishing is a great way if you want to get your book out into the world without relying on traditional publishing houses. In Canada, the process involves a few essential steps. Here's a guide to help you through the process. 1. Write your book. Firstly, you have to start writing a book. It does not matter if you're working on fiction, nonfiction, or a collection of poems. The writing phase is crucial. You can divide writing into three parts. Outline, you should start with a clear outline to structure your story. Draft, write the first draft. Indeed, you should focus on getting the ideas down. Revise, you should go through multiple revisions. As a result, it will improve the plot, character development, and language. It is imperative to enlist the help of beta readers. Beta readers read your manuscript before it's published to provide feedback, so they can help you identify plot holes and character inconsistencies. Their insights are invaluable. They can make your book the best it can be. 3. Self-edit and proofreading. Received feedback from your beta readers? Now, go through the manuscript yourself to self-edit. You should check for pacing, clarity, grammar, and punctuation issues. Remember to keep spending time on editing. It will automatically improve your writing skills. However, if you don't have the time or talent, you can hire a professional proofreader to ensure your book is error-free in later stages. Your manuscript needs to be formatted professionally for both print and digital versions. You can do formatting to set margins, line spacing, font choice, and chapter headings. Consider using software such as Scrivener or Vellum to format a book. In addition, it will ease the process. The manuscript should look perfect, as it will directly influence the reading experience. 5. Typeset your book. If you publish a physical book, typesetting is where you prepare your manuscript for printing. This includes placing text, ensuring proper margins, and choosing appropriate fonts and styles. Typesetting can be complex, so you may want to hire a professional or use software designed for book formatting. 6. Book cover design. Your book cover design is the first thing potential readers will see. So it is your strong chance to make an excellent first impression. You can design it yourself using tools such as Canvas or Adobe Professional Designer. You can ensure the cover aligns with your genre. It should attract the reader as well. 7. Publish your book. It is time to self-publish your book. There are several platforms available for self-publishing in Canada. The following are a few popular options: Kindle Direct Publishing, KDP, Kobo. Draft 2 Digital. Ingram Spark. 8. Market your book. You should start with the author's website. Create a stunning author website design with a user-friendly interface. Also, please insert all the details of the book. It would be best if you create a video trailer of the book and a blog related to your audience through social media accounts. You can engage them with different activities such as Q&A sessions, book club discussions, and giveaways. You must plan a launch event, either virtual or in person. It will also help you to build excitement around your book's release. If you have a budget, you can invest in paid advertising on platforms like Amazon, Facebook, and Instagram. Through paid marketing, you can reach a wider audience. It may seem like a simple process, but that is not the reality. It is more complex than it appears. We hope you can achieve your goals by following our steps. However, if you're still uncertain about the process, you can seek help from Authors Breeze. We specialize in making self-publishing easier in Canada and worldwide. Self-publishing offers an excellent chance for authors in Canada to take control of their book writing process. You can handle the writing and design yourself. You can successfully publish your book and reach a broad audience. Despite the challenges, platforms such as KDP and Ingram Spark make self-publishing accessible. If you feel unsure or need assistance, Authors Breeze is here to help you.